Chapter 37. Ron was asleep in his clothes when the phone rang. It was 3 a.m. He knew immediately. "Hi, Ron. I know I've woken you." "Hi, Robin. It's okay. I don't have to work tomorrow." "I figured you didn't. I was talking to my dad earlier. He said it was snowing like hell. How are you?" Ron tried to think. How long had it been since he'd heard from her? 6 months? She must be working at a bar again and just getting home from work. "I'm okay. I'm snowed in, but it's warm here." "Are you alone?" "Yes." "Can we talk a while?" "Sure." "I'm struggling with a decision, Ron, and I wanted to hear your voice. My boyfriend Keith wants me to move in with him." Ron was silent. He felt his hand tighten on the phone. Well, there went the rest of the night's sleep. "Do you love him?" "Yes, I think I do." Ron felt tears start to run out of his eyes. "Well, that will help," he said, hoping that she could not hear it in his voice. "It didn't help us much, did it?" "I guess not. I never thought that I'd be able to live with anyone but you. But I have been seeing him for a while now, and it seems like the next step." "I think you'll be fine, Robin. He reminds me of you, but he's different." Ron wasn't going to take the bait. He held the phone away from his mouth and tried to clear his throat so that his voice didn't sound heavy. Then he tried to be light. "Well, concentrate on the differences," he said. "How's the teaching going?" "Gets better all the time. I know the girls now. I know the school. I make fewer mistakes. I feel confident when I stand in front of them." She was silent for a while. Then she said, "Maybe I should come for a visit." Ron almost choked out a sob. "You could stay here." "I think that I would like that." "When do you want to come?" "In a couple of weeks, before I do anything." Ron said that he would pick her up at the airport, and she said that she would call him with the information, and then she was gone. He sat up, turned on the lights, and went back to his typewriter. Maybe, just maybe, if he could recreate how it was when she fell in love with him, she would fall in love with him all over again. Either that, or at least it would be as if he never met her. He wrote until he looked at the sky and saw light coming through the windows. Then he went to bed and was asleep almost immediately.